Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
We kick off our pick of things to do this weekend with an invitation for you to come and indulge in some seafood delights at Kenilworth Racecourse. It's the annual Cape Town Prawn Festival this Saturday. And to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Siam Hirvel, Marketing Coordinator at Kenilworth Racecourse. Can you talk us through some of the main highlights, please?
Okay, well, we have the annual prawn festival taking place at Kenilworth Racecourse this Saturday. We have a load of kids' entertainment lined up, entertainment for the folks as well with our summer market. We have 70,000 rand worth of home appliance giveaways to give away, and we have the grand prize of 20,000 rand of home appliance, which we will be giving away after the last race on Saturday. So there's loads of entertainment for the entire family. We have obviously our prawns that will be on sale. We have the seafood village, food village, and it will be so much fun for the entire family to come and just enjoy that races.
Any cost to actually enter the event itself?
No, the event is completely free, and we have taken a lot of measures with every comment that we've gotten from the previous years and made sure that this event is bigger and better than the previous years.
Okay, do you need to book tickets in advance given that it's a free event, or do you just simply arrive at Kenilworth on Saturday?
You simply arrive at Kenilworth on Saturday, you purchase your prawn meal voucher, you go to stations, collect your prawns, or you go to the food trucks that will be there and just enjoy the day.
The gates open at 11. The event itself starts at noon and continues until about 6 p.m. And if you'd like more information, please visit the website www.itsarush.co.za. For our second selection this weekend, whether you're a football enthusiast, a cricket fan, or even just a foodie, you will find something to suit your taste at the Sasfin Cape Town Sixers, Africa's most exciting amateur cricket and football event. It's now in its fourth year, promising to be bigger and better than ever before. The founder of the Sixers, Sean Young, this festival has literally doubled in size since its early days. I believe there are over 100 teams playing this year.
Yeah, almost. My big focus this year was to add a sporting code just to make it more accessible for everyone. So football and cricket, they're both family sports, big target markets, and we partnered with Fives Football, who's the leading football company in the country, and it's been wildly successful beyond what we thought. So we've got over 80 teams already this year, and women and junior participation is also a big focus. It's sports development from the city of Cape Town. Women and juniors is, you know, one of their primary focuses. 12 women's teams taking part for the first go. I think that's great.
Can you just talk us through the details of where visitors need to be when, if they want to come and join in the fun?
Dexter Cape Town Stadium. It's at the Sixth Field all around the stadium, so it's easy to get there, easy to get home, and it starts on Friday, 2 o'clock, kicks off with the junior tournament, and just come down after work, drinks on Friday. We've got a double wicket competition, so even if you're not participating in the tournament, come and have a drink. The first drink's actually on the sponsors, so please pop down. And just it's something called double wicket, where you pick up the bat, try and kind of like a Top Gear most runs scored. So after work, drink, try and get some runs on the board, and then sit down again. So the whole weekend is about catering for everyone. You know, we've got from the VIP Sasfin Corporate Cup to juniors to women's to social lager leagues. It's all about, instead of shouting at SuperSport 2 and 3, that you come down and actually show people what you got. So that's what the weekend's all about. And then Saturday, it runs from 8 till late, so 10 in the evening. So pop down for lunch or come down for dinner. All the main headline acts, including the Kiffness, we've got some great reggae, up-and-coming Cape Town bands. That starts late Saturday afternoon and then goes till late. And then Sunday, the main attraction is an exhibition game, the SA Cricket Legends against the SA Rugby Legends. So you'll see some of the kind of like a fine wine, you know, the whether they got better with age or not. So,
sounds great. Sean, let's talk about tickets. How much do they cost? Where do we buy them? And must they be bought in advance?
It's available on web tickets. And the whole slogan for the festival this year is the future is female. So women and juniors under 18 are complimentary. And then for a day pass, it's 60 rand. And for a full weekend pass, it's 100 bucks. So very cheap. Great experience, all available on webtickets.co.za or on capetownsixers.com. And yeah, there's Food Village, there's a great kids zone this year, so imagine as a parent, dropping your kid off, getting a bangle with your cell phone number so you can concentrate on some football, some soccer or a G&T, and then you know your kids are taken care of. So it's really a family event.
Sounds like great fun. We hope it goes really well. Sean Young, thanks for chatting to us, founder of the Sixers.
Thanks for having us.
February is harvest time in the Winelands. This weekend, the place to be is the annual Harvest Festival at Grand Provence in Franschhoek. You can get ready to pick and stomp some grapes with the whole family. Joining in the beat of the cops, a klopse are keeping you company. And then sitting down to a harvest table heavily laden with delicious fare. Plenty of action for the kids involved. Jumping castles, face painting, all kinds of lawn games and tractor rides. The adults can look forward to a laid-back day of country food, fine wine, and a cellar tour if you like. It's all happening at Grand Provence Heritage Wine Estate in Franschhoek this Saturday from 10 until 3. Tickets cost 650 Rand for adults and 325 Rand for children under 12. You can reserve one by emailing reservations at grandprovence.co.za. Now, to completely change direction, if you've got a child heading towards the end of their schooling career, or perhaps you yourself are contemplating some further studies, this weekend is your opportunity to go and explore the campus of the University of Stellenbosch and find out what it's like to be a Marty. The Stellenbosch Open Day 2019 is happening on the Stellenbosch and Tygerberg campuses this Saturday between 8:30 and 4. Go and have the opportunity to look around and explore the campuses, find out what campus life is really like. For more information, please visit www.martys.com. The Stellies Open Day 2019 is Saturday from 8:30 until 4.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
And then last but certainly not least, a reminder that the Baxburg Picnic Concert Series continues this Sunday. What better way to wind down to the end of the weekend than enjoying some fine wine, great food and fantastic music while lounging on the comfort of the beautiful lawns at Baxburg Estate, which you'll find on the Simondium Road in Klapmuts. This weekend it is the turn of the ever effervescent Zelani Mahola of Freshly Ground fame. The doors will open at 3 o'clock. Opening act, the Francis Clare duo, take to the stage at 4, and then Zelani should be on stage about an hour after that. A reminder that you can take along a picnic, but please don't take any alcohol onto the premises. You can buy that from the dedicated stalls at Baxburg. There are also food trucks if you don't feel like packing your own picnic, or you can get someone else to do it for you. Pre-order your picnic box in advance of the event. There's also children's entertainment provided. All of the information you need about this event is on the website baxburg.co.za. Tickets for the concert cost 200 Rand a head. They're free for the under 12s and you can book through Quicket.